This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Thomas Sowell, whose office is in the Hoover Foundation, is one of our country's best scholars and commentators. His words of wisdom are always worth listening to. In a recent article, he said he learned about the role of educators in the communist takeover of China. Then Dr. Sowell described how Professor John Dewey of Columbia University, about 100 years ago in the U.S., started peddling the strategy that the role of our teachers should not be as transmitters of society's culture to the young, but should be as an agent of change. Someone strategically placed with an opportunity to condition students to want a different kind of society. Now, a century later, we are seeing schools all over America indoctrinating students to believe in all sorts of politically correct notions. History is taught with little, if any, attention to the great achievements of our country. A good example is a book called A People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn. That book sold millions of copies, poisoning the minds of millions of students in schools and colleges against their own country. That book is one of the many sources that enable teachers to think of themselves as agents of change without having the slightest accountability for whether that change is good or a disaster. It is common for these so-called educators to single out Western civilization for special condemnation for sins that have been common to the human race in all parts of the world for thousands of years. Meanwhile, all sorts of fictitious virtues are attributed to non-Western societies, and their worst crimes are passed over in silence. Dr. Thomas Sowell says that American schools today are teaching children that American society is not worthy of defending. They are never told about America's greatness and goodness. Thank you, Thomas Sowell, for telling us what we need to know.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
We are developing what could possibly be a vaccine to prevent soldiers and others in high trauma jobs from getting PTSD or post-traumatic stress syndrome. It's working by blocking ghrelin, a hormone produced in the stomach that regulates metabolism and is tied to cognitive functioning. It's another example of treating a symptom, not the problem, of course, ladies and gentlemen, with a drug that has dangerous side effects. Here's RT with a report on this new vaccine. Scary stuff.
Drugs here in the U.S. And now researchers at MIT are working on a new one too, a vaccine to prevent post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. The vaccine wouldn't erase the memories of the traumatic event. It would just stop the vaccinated person from having bad health effects from the trauma. Almost 250,000 soldiers have been affected by PTSD from fighting in Afghanistan and Iraq since 2001. So, researchers are thinking that the vaccine would be great to give to soldiers so they won't develop PTSD after, you know, blowing people's heads off. The way the vaccine works is by messing around with a hormone produced in the stomach called ghrelin. You'd get a shot, and then for a year that shot would lower your ghrelin levels. While they were conducting experiments, researchers noticed that when they blocked the receptors for ghrelin, fear was reduced. So the vaccine blocks ghrelin, and that would in turn block the vaccinated person's susceptibility to develop PTSD when they experience trauma. But here's the thing. Your stomach produces ghrelin for a reason. It acts as a neuromodulator that stimulates appetite and also enhances aspects of cognitive function. According to the director of the neuroendocrinology lab at Rockefeller University, blocking ghrelin could make people anorexic and also mess up a person's physiology in lots of other ways. So the vaccine might possibly block you from getting PTSD when you blow someone's head off, but it also might mess up your metabolism and your thinking. In other words, it's another example of us creating a medication with potentially grave side effects. And it's another example of us creating another medication designed to treat symptoms rather than fixing the root of the problems themselves. The medication is designed to deal with the feelings you have about traumatic events, instead of having us deal with stopping the traumatic events in the first place, which is perfect. Because in America, we want to blow other people's heads off and then just take a pill so we won't be traumatized by it. It's better living through chemistry, at least for us medicated zombies here in America. Sorry, rest of the world. We're currently not working on a pill to help you with the stress of getting your head blown off by our soldiers. Tonight, let's talk about that by following me on Twitter at The Resident.
So that was The Resident talking about that new vaccine. A vaccine for soldiers with PTSD. Wow. Yikes. Let's get to another list here of things that I find to be important, and that, Daisy Luther, contributor to Activist Post, does as well. 10 New Year's resolutions that every prepper should make in 2014. We're going to go through these 10 New Year's resolutions. I know it's a couple days now after the New Year's, but it's never too late to make a resolution when it comes to prepping. Every year, people make a series of New Year's resolutions that are usually forgotten by the time you flip the page of the calendar over to February. This list starts with some of the standard resolutions that everyone makes, like losing weight or quitting smoking or stop drinking or whatever that may be. What makes this year the year to improve your life right now and your chances of survival later and start prepping? Here are the 10 things that you ought to make as your prepper's New Year resolution. Producer, drum roll please. At number one, get in shape. Yeah, that's right. Move that tuchus of yours around and get in shape. Some of us may have already been in the best shape of our lives, spending our free time running marathons on the weekends that we don't dog sled race on mountain climb or whatever. That was written awkwardly. Anyways, for the rest of us, there could be room for improvement. Think about the tasks that are pertinent to a survival situation and train for them as though they are your sport and you want to make the Olympic prepping team. Yeah, I'd like to join the Olympic prepping team. So get ready and get in shape. And, folks, I need to get in better shape. I was exercising every day, and then the baby was born, and, well, life happens, and I lost touch with that. So even if it's 10 minutes during the morning, I think you can really get a lot out of that. I take the baby on walks. That's my means of exercise these days. And we try to go for a long walk, and I try to get, you know, my heartbeat up and running and so forth and so on. And number two, lose weight if you need to. This also gets into getting into shape. There are lots of ways of doing it. Mr. Producer, should I share your results with the listeners? Are you there? Well, I'm not going to do it if he doesn't give me permission. That would be rude of me. So, Mr. Producer, if you are there and you don't mind me sharing your results with our listeners about the weight stuff, let me know. Let me know. But not everyone has the extra pounds to lose, of course. But if you do, there's no time like the present to start. If the stuff hits the fan, you are going to have to live off your fat fast. Trust me on this one. If anything, a great deal of excess body fat just might be the thing that kills you. If you're more than a few pounds overweight, you are dramatically reducing your chances for survival as well as your ability to care for other family members in a crisis situation. And number three here in our list of 10 New Year's resolutions that every prepper should make in 2014, give up a bad habit. And that's a New Year's resolution that's a bit more normal. But, hey, do you smoke, drink too much alcohol, eat too much nasty food? Well, now's the time to give up some of those bad habits. Can you imagine how much worse it would be to deal with a disaster while also going through nicotine withdrawal? Think about that for a second. And number five, reduce your dependency on pharmaceutical medications where possible. And speaking of withdrawal, take a look at your medicine cabinet. I realize that not everyone is able to stop taking prescription medications, and I'm certainly not recommending that you make a decision like this without the input of your doctor, as they say. But get off the pharmaceutical medications and look and natural treatment alternatives, as well as various means to improve your nutrition, to combat specific health problems, and stock up accordingly. And number five here, practice your marksmanship skills. Most skills require frequent practice, especially shooting. Make a weekly commitment to practicing marksmanship or self-defense, whether you shoot a gun or a bow, or knives, or use a slingshot. Get ready. You want to be accurate when it counts. And when we come back from this quick break, we'll get into the other five resolutions, that every prepper should make in 2014. This is our list here of 10 New Year's resolutions that every prepper should make in 2014. It's the Bob Tuscan Show. We also have open phone lines if you'd like to join us. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about the top 10 now.
I'm gonna put on an iron shirt
and the first five were to get in shape, lose weight if you need to, give up a bad habit, reduce your dependency on pharmaceutical medications, and at number five, practice your marksmanship. The next five on this list here, number six, learn a skill that is completely different from your other skills. This is a great way to become more well-rounded. If, for example, your skills are hunting and protecting the homestead, learn how to garden, or how to preserve what you've hunted. Alternatively, if your skills are are along the lines of needlework and cooking, learn to fire a gun with accuracy, or how to chop firewood. Even if you have a partner that generally does these things, you never know when someone might be ill or injured and unable to perform their usual duties. And number 7 here on our New Year's Prepper's Resolutions, recommit yourself to building your stockpile. We all go through phases where we are less motivated about building our stockpile, of course. This is a great time to recommit. Start out by doing an inventory. Because if you don't know what you have, you don't know what you need. Then take a look at your budget and plan how much you are going to spend of your monthly grocery bill on items for your pantry. Review the pantry information that's found online. There's all sorts of resources on that. So folks, recommit yourself to building your stockpile. Every time you go to the grocery store, buy one can of food, for crying out loud. It's better than nothing. And when stuff hits the fan, it will definitely come at a well-needed moment. And number 9 here on our list. Plan your perfect retreat. Whether you plan to buy a cabin in the woods, a little farm tucked away, or if you intend to bloom where you've planted, spend some time making plans. Either make a list of your needs and relocation requirements and a plan of acquiring your new home, or decide what needs improving where you're at right now. Devote yourself to making this the year that you and your family create the perfect prepper homestead. And last but not least here on our list of New Year's resolutions for preppers, disengage from the system in every way possible. Make it your goal to disengage from the system in at least one way, large or small. Maybe you will homeschool your children, something we will definitely be doing here in the Tuscan household. Become self-employed, something I'm doing as we speak. Build an off-grid power supply, or begin growing your own food instead of buying it from the grocery store. Whatever you choose, by becoming self-sufficient in that area, you are freeing yourself from government control because you just don't need whatever they happen to be selling. So Happy New Year's, folks. I want to thank Daisy Luther, the organic prepper. This article is also on the Activist Post. 10 New Year's resolutions that every prepper should make. All right, I hope that was helpful, folks. I certainly enjoyed that list. Excuse me while I take a sip here of some fluoride-free water. I'm drinking my magnesium powder in it. And, okay. I'm going to get a little verklempt here. And we do have open phone lines if you would like to join us and add to that list. Or if you have anything on your mind for the rest of the show tonight, I will just take your calls. I got a lot more to get to, but if you want to interrupt, I'll allow you to do so. Call us, toll-free, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we'll talk to Greg in California. Hello, Greg.
Hello, Bob. First-time caller.
First-time host. No, I'm joking. What's up, man?
Well, I just wanted to ask you if you could, that lady you had on before the last clip, what was her name that was talking? She was the good outlaw and the bad outlaw. She was talking about, her name?
I do. That's Josie the Outlaw.
Oh, that's right. John Stadtmiller. Didn't he have her?
I think he was supposed to. Mr. Producer, did he end up connecting with her?
I don't think he did.
They were supposed to, and I don't know what happened. And my friend Larkin Rose is also working with her, from what I understand. We'll have them both on in this new year, I promise.
Say, Bob, do you have her contact number? Email or something?
I have Larkin's information. I don't have hers. I believe she's on my Facebook account.
And I thought John Stadtmiller had josie@something.com. I think her email was given out a couple of, two or three weeks ago. But, yeah, how do I get a hold of Larkin? How do you pronounce that lady? Is it a lady, the other person?
No, Larkin Rose is a gentleman, and he's kind of the grandfather, if you will, of this sort of research, and was one of the tax prisoners a while back. He was put in a cage for not putting up with the government taxation. And he's a great wealth of information. His name is Larkin, L-A-R-K-E-N, Rose, as in Rose. And you can reach him by going to his website, LarkinRose.com, I believe is the site. Let me triple check that on that, Rose.com. Let me make sure that gets you there. Yep, it does. And then once you go to LarkinRose.com, you'll find a contact button, and he does receive his emails there, and you can get a hold of him.
Does that have to be emailed through the website? Because I don't have a computer, but I have email.
Larkin at LarkinRose.com.
Okay. All right. That's well, I tell you, I'm really enjoying the show.
Thanks,
man. Tuned in. I've listened to other parts of your show, but this is the first time I've tuned in late again, and it's very, very interesting. So that was Josie the Outlaw, wasn't it?
Yeah, Josie the Outlaw.
Yeah, I think it was .com, but okay. All right, I'll contact him. Thank you very much, Bob.
Not a problem. Thank you for your call, Greg. Good to hear from you.
Yes, sir.
Tune in more often, will you? Jeez.
I will, sir.
Thank you. All right, Well, thank you. Let's continue here. Got a lot to get to before the end of the show. You know, I do 3 hours Monday through Friday, and at the beginning of the show, I'm like, oh, 3 hours. How am I going to do this? And then by the end of the show, I'm like, geez, where did the time go? I need more time. I need to do my show for 30 hours a day. Wait, there aren't 30 hours in a day. Geez, that would be nice, wouldn't it? There were 30 hours in a day? Geez. All right, so in the stack of stuff still remaining, and we will take calls if we get them. So if you do want to join us, 800-313-9443. The Chinese consulate in San Francisco was hit by arson fire. We'll discuss that for just a moment or two. IMF paper warns of savings tax and mass write-offs as the West debt hits a 200-year high. The NSA seeks to build quantum computer that could crack most types of encryption. That's a big story here. And, of course, another Chinese story is up on our website that I wrote. Spy cams in China can't see through the smog. No. So they're saying we got to do something about this, of course. Yeah. Gun re-registration begins in D.C., mainly to arrest and confiscation. We'll talk about that a little bit on the remaining portion of tonight's show, and, well, a whole host of other things to get to. 800-313-9443. That's the number to join us here on the final moments of tonight's show. We have a half hour to go and a lot more to get to. 800-313-9443. It's the Bob Tuscan Show. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. Gun re-registration begins in D.C. and may lead to arrest and confiscation. Washington Times reports for the first time in the United States, a citizen who has legally registered a gun will have to submit to a new renewal process. The consequences of not knowing about this new law or missing the specific 60-day window are dire. Starting on January 2nd, that's today, folks, every single D.C. resident who has registered a firearm since 1976 must go to the police headquarters to pay a $48 fee and be photographed and fingerprinted. The Metropolitan Police Department estimates there are at least 30,000 registered gun owners. If the registrant does not go to the police station within 3 months after a set time frame, the registration is revoked. That citizen is then in possession of an unregistered firearm, which is a felony that carries a maximum penalty of a $1,000 fine and a year in jail. Oh, no, 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 no. The powers that shouldn't be aren't coming after our Second Amendment rights? No. What are you talking about? This is all just normal stuff, normal regulations. We need government to do this kind of thing.
We do.
Right. 800-313-9443, the number to join us if you would like to jump on board for the remaining moments of tonight's show. Anything you like. 800-313-9443. Let's talk to Roger. Hello, Roger.
Hey, Bob.
How are you?
Hey, this is my second time listening to you. You've been pretty busy.
This is my second time listening to me as well, by the way, Roger.
Okay. What I want to bring up is, I think it's a good subject, you know, and I'm sure you sound like you know, and this is my second time, and you guys, you had last night, Deborah Tevers.
Deborah Tavara. Roger, have you been drinking a little bit tonight, man?
Oh, no.
Okay, all right. Go ahead, sorry.
Well, anyhow, I don't know. I look at your picture here and a little reggae going on there.
Oh, so you have a little smoke going on. All right, cool.
No, whatever. Yeah, I pick and choose, I guess. The poison or who's wrong at it.
All right.
Well, anyhow, my thought is that solutions, you know, you and I could probably be talking like we're the choir a little bit here, but it says solutions that we have to have an answer about here, you know, what's going on everything in the subject. I always hear people talking about the causes of things, what's happening, and everything else. In fact, I look at your picture here. I don't know, is that a recent picture?
I'm not sure what you're looking at, but okay, yeah. What's up?
Yeah, the one you got, Bob Toskin, you know, Toskin, on the thing. Well, anyhow, my point is that I just wanted to know what your thought is on everything that is going on in the United States, with Obama, everything that's going on. What is the bottom line solution? I just want to hear what you've got your input on.
You want a bottom line solution to everything that's going on.
Well, is it spiritual or is it we're all on our own like animals and we're going to make this work, or we're all going to go ahead and succumb to what is our demise of what's getting ready to happen here? I mean, I don't know, you made the statement,
are we all on our own like animals? And who's often credited in saying that, do you know?
No, my point is that that's how
it's Charles Darwin. Charles Darwin is the one who is often given the credit for putting forth the idea of survival of the fittest, and that we're, as human beings, involved with the same sort of selected development. The survival of the fittest. And the bottom line is, if you really take a closer look at Darwin's work, in fact, he does not speak about human beings being subjected to the same sort of thing. And the social Darwinist would have you believe otherwise, but Darwin spoke of human beings as being evolved to a place that they don't go through the same barbaric rigmarole of nature. And of course there are some things that they compete with and so on and so forth, but they experience empathy for others outside of their own kinship, unlike any other animal, so to speak. And we're not animals because of this, any other beings in creation. And he talked about human beings being a custodian on this planet or of this planet. And I feel that ultimately we ought to be, that the aberrant behaviors are put forth by manipulation, and that manipulation is scarcity mostly. If you look at the role scarcity has on behavior, it's quite interesting. Pavlov, you know who Pavlov is, right?
Well, I'm not in evolution at all. I believe in creatism.
Well, okay, Pavlov is the guy who does all the behavioral psychology, and he's most known for his tests with dogs. But he also did a test with chickens where he created an abundance of food and water for those chickens. And by the way, just a quick aside.
How do you catch a pig? Okay, I read it.
What's that?
How do you catch a pig? I already read it. So I know where you're going.
All right, cool. Well, let me share with the rest of the listeners. And by the way, I wasn't commenting on evolution and the validity of that. That's a whole different show and conversation. But Pavlov did a test with chickens where he provided an abundance of food and water for those chickens. So whenever they were hungry or thirsty, they would go to the feeder and there would always be food or water there in complete abundance. Well, he then removed some of that food and water and put some back and took it away and tweaked the constant abundance that was once there and introduced scarcity and then more abundance and so on. And anyways, he found... he found that his ability to tweak their food also created them, to steal, to... create this pecking order, to hoard for the first time. They started to hoard, and so on and so forth. And we're being manipulated in that same fashion by scarcity in that regard. So in a sense, our greatest solution is to have abundance and to be self-sustainable, not depending on anybody else or any other government agency.
I agree. But here's the problem with that. It's fought against us in every way. They're depleting us. We're cattle. That's what I meant at the very beginning. We're not animals. We become chattel in the eyes of these people. And we have to have to where it comes down to the local people. It's educating the people again. We have to start from, we don't start from the top. We have to start within ourselves and our own communities. You know, we have to educate. And I'm telling you what, it's a battle within our own governments and our own counties and our own towns is being corrupted. I mean, I go to courts, I deal with them all the time, you know, and it's just amazing the loops. I mean, the cops are the arresters, the accusers, the executioners. I mean, they create your demise. And the court's wrong with it. And everything's been corporated. We're under a corporation. But after I get past all that, I've been at this for a long time. It comes down to a spiritual sense. And honestly, and I don't want to get religious, and I don't want to even mention it, but the point is there a God or not? There is a God, a true creator. He became flesh and died for everyone. You know what? If you don't think you can do anything without the supreme being that created everything here, this is a spiritual battle. Ephesians 6, right? Read the whole chapter, right? In King James, okay? I don't know what the other ones. They put through and here and out and around, right? But read it. That's where our battle is. And 2 Chronicles 7:14 is the last part of that. And that's where it's down to. Otherwise, we're going to be ran over by a country because we were born under God.
All right. Well, Roger, thank you for your call, brother. Good to hear from you. Stay in touch.
I didn't think you wanted to hear that, but...
No, it's not that I don't want to hear that. It's we're coming to a break here, so we're going to yield for our hard break. I don't choose when the breaks come. They are hard breaks. It's some radio lingo for you. And we'll come back with any final phone calls. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arrives by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
In room-size metal boxes, secure against electromagnetic leaks, the NSA is racing to build a computer that could break nearly every kind of encryption used to protect banking, medical, business, and governmental records around the world. According to documents provided by NSA contractor Ed Snowman Snowden, the effort to build a cryptologically useful quantum computer, a machine exponentially faster than classical computers, is part of a $79.7 million research program titled Penetrating Hard Targets. Much of the work is hosted under classified contracts at a laboratory in College Park. The development of a quantum computer has long been a goal of many in the scientific community, with revolutionary implications for fields like medicine, as well as for the NSA code-breaking mission. With such technology, all forms of public key encryption would be broken, including those used on many secure websites, Folks, what's your take on this? The NSA seeks to build quantum computers that could crack most types of encryptions. I wonder if that's sound. The NSA appears to regard itself as a running neck and neck and neck with quantum computing labs sponsored by the European Union and the Swiss government, with steady progress but little prospect of an immediate breakthrough, reports the Washington Post. I don't know. Quantum computing, what is that? What does that mean? I know a little bit about quantum physics. I don't know a tremendous amount. I know a little bit about it. I find it fascinating. What does that mean? We'll try to squeeze in a few final phone calls in the last remaining moments of tonight's Bob Tuscan Show. Of course, if you want to email me, you can always email me, thebobtuscanshow@gmail.com. It's a heavily encrypted website that's extremely secure, that is never being sold to government agencies. It's all at gmail.com, so that's thebobtuscanshow@gmail.com. In fact, I'm thinking about switching that up to a more safe and sound email client. I'll tell you once I do and what email client that is. It was just easy and convenient at first, so I went with it. You know. Anyways, what do I want to cover in the last moments of the show? See, that's kind of hard to decide. It's like I have this huge stack of stuff that I want to talk about. And I know I can't get to all of it. Maybe I can get to something more important. How about this? How Zionist extremists helped create Britain's surveillance state? There's a headline for you. Or how about this fact? 40% of jobless youth facing mental illness symptoms, with 1 in 3 contemplating suicide. Let me repeat that statistic for you. 40% of jobless youth facing mental illness symptoms, with 1 in 3 contemplating suicide. Wonder how many of those are veterans. Of course, there's several stories about the military having our veterans come back from overseas, from Afghanistan and whatnot, and committing suicide. Trauma has a profound effect on the brain, folks. It really does. And it's a shame that these good men and women are succumbing to this trauma that they have to endure, they choose to endure. It really is a shame. They've been duped. They don't realize they're pawns, many of them. And they go through a lot as a result. What else do I want to get to? Japan's state secret law held by U.S. denounced by Japanese. That's a big story there. Of course, Fukushima was what we started the show off with. Perhaps it would be appropriate to end the show with Fukushima, just to put things in perspective. I think that right there is probably the biggest story right now. The biggest story. But no, you'll see more about Duck Dynasty now, several weeks later, or whatever BS there is out there, and you'll see very little about Fukushima. In fact, let's do a quick gauge. I do this from time to time. I go to Google.com, and I see what's trending on their news. I'll tell you the top 3 stories. I bet none of them I know none of them having to do with the situation in Fukushima. Number one story, big winter storm dumps 21 inches of snow in Massachusetts. So the weather is a bigger story than, well, Fukushima. Number two, Denver. Mayor gets high. No, wait. No, I take that back. Denver major get high marijuana tourism advertising campaign in the smokes. Major get high marijuana tourism advertising campaign in the smokes. Come to Denver and smoke pot. Get high in Denver. Mountain high. High is more fun. Dope is more fun. You won't find this or similar slogans if you travel and tourism advertisements in Denver, Colorado yet. That's their next biggest story. And then California grants law license to undocumented immigrant is the third. And you know why? Because the bar could care less about your status. That's my first thought, is that what is a law license? What is a law license? It's a good question, right? All right. Former Israeli Prime Minister Sharon in critical condition. The dude's been in a coma for 7 years now. 7 years now, or at least that's what they're telling us. And now they're finally saying the guy's about to go. Okay, good riddance. Good riddance. Ariel Sharon, jeez. Don't get me started with that crook. Kerry's going to meet Israeli and Palestinian leaders. Yeah, right. He's continuing talks. And he hopes he can soon agree on a framework for peace deal. The two-state solution, yeah. Well, meanwhile, Israel is preparing to attack Hezbollah and drop white phosphorus gas. They're continuing to be active in covert and overt operations in Iran, and they're, well, a criminal rogue state that doesn't deserve to be there in the first place. They don't deserve to be in there in the first place, yet it still exists. And anybody who dares to say anything contrary, well, you're anti-Semitic. I got news for you. You're anti-Semitic if you are against the Semitic people who speak the Semitic languages, mostly what is now called the Palestinians. Not my Khazarian background, not my Ashkenazi Jews that are from Eastern Europe. No Suri Bob. This is the Bob Tuscan Show. We'll be back at it tomorrow night with Steve Starrs. Love you guys. See you then.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With